Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Come in, sit down, relax. I've got the coffee on. Well, actually, I'm drinking water this morning, but I do have coffee brewing, just waiting for my daddy to get up so I can get his breakfast. But I hope that you're doing well. And, you know, I appreciate you stopping by the coffee shop. You guys are so loyal to me. I appreciate it. This is the show that I do that gets the highest ratings, that gets the most listenership, especially in the archives and internationally. So shout out to my international people. You know, thank you so much. I appreciate all your support. So, you know what? For those of you that are new to Flavor Coffee House, this is kind of like my baby. I owned a coffee shop, a physical building here in Seattle, Washington for 5 years from 2003 to 2008. And this is kind of actually the anniversary of her closing about 5 years ago, huh? I miss her sometimes. I'm a very good barista. I can make a good cup of coffee, good espresso drink. But I kind of just miss the people that used to come into the coffee shop and being able to greet people as they started their day, or, you know, or just kind of wish them well as they went about. So a friend of mine, April Sims, she kind of encouraged me to name one of my radio shows, Flavor Coffee House. And I'm so glad that she did, because it just, you know, this just feels like home when I do this. Even though I don't do exactly how it was there, but it's my way of just kind of opening up the doors, welcome you to come in, inviting the creative souls to come in and participate. So please know that I do open up the phone lines if any artists or small business wants to call in and promote yourself. I am so willing to welcome you, you know, onto the show so you can, you know, talk about who you are and what you do. Tell people. You could be in a specific area and you have a specific something you want to share, or you may have a product that people can get online, that it doesn't matter where they are in the world. They can get on board with who you are and what you do. So the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm just going to jump into some music, and then in between the music, you know, share some thoughts and maybe even get some phone calls. So I'm going to start out today with a piece off of Mark Van Clagett's brand new CD, which is called Emerald Drive, and this is called Santa Barbara.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Heart Soul Experience, brought to you by Jermaine Mobley. My name's Arrow, baby, and I'm here to help him tell a story. Sometimes we get into things, then we gotta find our way out. Let's do it. It's like filled up my head, and now I see you differently. And all this wasn't meant to be. I'm locked on the outside, but in your world I'm feeling free. We leave the obvious unspoken, knowing the situation we're provoking is a knowing. But now we're open. You let me in, I let you in. Now we both pretend from being more than friends. Maybe you forgot that I got someone at home, but then again, I'm curious, so I won't remind you. But when the cute innocence dies too, what do you do? What do I do?
Step back, relax, detach, think back to way before thoughts of us came through the door. You knew who my heart adored, but somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line, time's not on our side. Now we can't finish what we started. Way before thoughts of us came through the door. You knew who my heart adored, but somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line, time's not on our side. Now we can't finish what we started.
Our feelings, now we feel it's okay. We try to keep attraction telepathic, but you and I had to make it graphic. Hey, it happens, at least it was magic. Now we're on another level, on which we're so compatible. Feels too natural, it's all in our mind, so it's hard to think rational. I need some time out to get my mind right, get back to the center of my life. Can we wind and dine? Next lifetime.
Step back, oh, relax, detach,
oh,
think
no,
back
no,
to
no,
way
no.
Before thoughts of us came through the door. You knew who my heart adored. Somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line, time's not on our side.
Now we can't finish what we saw.
Way before thoughts of us came through the door. You knew who
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good or afternoon, depending on where you are. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House, where we support a variety of underground independent artists of all genres and all, you know, art forms. This isn't just about music, so I definitely encourage any, you know, authors, painters, graphic designers, small businesses, you know, whatever your creative soul has to offer to others, to pay attention to and to experience, please feel free and know that you're supported here at the Coffee House. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I started out today's show with Mark Van Cleggett and his track Santa Barbara, which is off of his brand new CD, Emerald Drive. And then I went into Jermaine Mobley with We Can't Finish featuring Eric Roberson, and closing out the first set is Tanya Tiet, produced by Paris Tune and backed up by Mother Favorite Child with her piece The Promise. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you know that you're loved and appreciated, and I definitely appreciate you being here and spending this time. My daddy's woken up now, so I'm going to put some music on so I can get him some breakfast. I'm going to take you down to Brazil and play a piece by a wonderful man. His name is Chuck Eaton, and this piece is called We've Got a Treasure.
Anyone can hear the sound of pain. the wasted and sick planet will still be there for our progeny.
Digging the music that I'm playing for you this morning. I hope that you are also. I'd like to play a variety of genres and sounds on the Coffee House shows, just because I want to show the array of talents that are out there, and they're here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, to across the United States and even around the globe. So in that particular set, I played Chuck Eaton out of Brazil with his piece We Have a Treasure. Then I took you down to Tallahassee, Florida, with Royce Lovett with Hero's Song. And then closing out that set with a dear, dear, sweet man. And I just love he and his family so much. This J.C. Flo with his piece, Holding On, featuring Joint Inc. So this is how we do it at the Coffee House. This is all about supporting the underground, the independent artists, the artists that people don't, the masses don't know about, but I think they're absolutely amazing talents. You know, I've been putting my heart out there on my sleeves lately. I'm known to do that. I'm a Cancer, so please forgive me. But I like sharing. I do. I like sharing. In a sense, I like being vulnerable in front of people because it's my process. It's how I express myself, and I'm open to feedback. Doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily, you know, jump on anything and everything that people are going to say. And I'll be honest, it doesn't even mean that I won't get my feelings hurt, because I will, you know. But I'm always about, you know, learning and growing and trying to figure out how I can do this better. And I've had some great people, you know, reach out to me and share their thoughts. You know, and I think in the end it has to come back to how I want to do this, you know, for Flava News. What makes sense for me to support artists, and where am I most effective? Well, obviously right here on Flava News Radio is my top way of reaching the masses, and being able to put some great artists in front of your ears and listening tools, you know, for you to experience around the world, and I appreciate that. There's so many ways to do it. There is, and I believe that God's put me on this earth, you know, to try to help figure it out. But I had to really think about it, you know, because I was getting frustrated, and I'm like, why do people not get what I'm saying? Why do people not understand the simplest of things that we can do to build together can actually affect the masses? And I had to, you know, let go. I'm trying to let go. I still am not there, you know, but I need to figure out how to make it make sense for me so I don't get to the point of being frustrated, and just get back to just really loving what it is that I do. I had the opportunity, 2 weeks ago to go out and listen to some music here. Ended up, you know, listening to some of my favorite hip-hop artists. I'm really into conscious hip-hop. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm really into conscious hip-hop, the original kind of style, the storytelling, the passion, the organic feel and authentic, you know, sounds and words. That's my thing. I know that there's a variety of what I call subgenres out there of hip-hop, and I kind of get frustrated when it's all lumped into one because it's so different. And to me, I think with the new age type of hip-hop, it kind of takes away from the relevance of the original hip-hop and the culture of hip-hop. And so, you know, I'm pretty vocal about that, but I got to hear some of my favorite people here, and it just brought me back, made me smile. But the funny thing is even though I was acknowledged as Lady Flava, it just felt like some really downtime, enjoyable time as Susan. On the 4th, I hope you all had a great, great day on the 4th. Many people, you know, recognize that day in many ways and what it means to them. But I think for most people, it's about gathering with other people that and having a great time. You know, good food, good music, you know, some bidwis and some dominoes or whatever, you know, hanging out at the lake or at somebody's house. And I had the opportunity of spending some time with my god sister, which I've not been able to do for a very, very long time. And it was amazing. I did sell some Mark Van Claggett CD. Yes, I did, because I'm learning how do you market this and how do you promote your music. I did a very good job. I did a very good job that particular day, and sold some of his music and opened up, you know, the doors for possibilities for him. You know, but it was just about, you know, the kids having fun. Kimora, my grandbaby, she had a great time. Then we headed over that evening to another family member's house and, you know, had a great, great time spending time with them. So, you know, I need that. I need to just be Susan sometimes and not Lady Flava all the time, because I'm my kids always say, Mom, can you just, like, stop sounding like you're on the radio or you know, be my mom and not Lady Flava and stuff. So I'm going to honestly try to be a little bit more conscious. But all of you who follow me, you know this is my passion. This is what I fight for. This is why I do what it is that I do. So I want to take you back to my coffee house. If you would have ever stepped through the door on a Friday night and experienced Flava's Night of Creative Expression, this is a voice you would have heard. This is Elijah Mued, also known as Six Deep, the Messenger, and this is his piece, Now or Never.
It's now or never, time to right the wrong. It's now or never, heed the words to this song. It's now or never, time to be strong and grow.
Freedom is a state of mind. That's a saying you hear mostly from those who have been held down for years. When true freedom is a dream unending, you find yourself deep in fantasy, pretending that this goal you seek is within reach through diamond jewelry, flossy cars, and big house. You gotta have that house, baby. All shiny things designed to keep you blind and undermine your need to see the truth or even care about it. As long as your attention is distorted by the glitter of material pursuit, chances are that you can't see that which is someone else's tool of division and misuse.
Got you blind.
Destined to keep strings attached like puppets to dance and sway in the wind, presenting you and me but false idols as an individual wealth, but no unified enrichment, no true freedom in the end. It's now or never. See the truth through the cloud. It's now or never. Lift us up and be proud. It's now or never. No haters allowed to stop our flow. Things have changed since yesterday. Yeah, that much
is
true. But how much has really changed when our mentality still says, I'll do me and
you do you.
A unified effort was made to enslave the body, mind, and soul of those who sweat, blood, and tears built this nation, this whole nation. And to this day, that effort is maintained to keep a corrupt power intact. They must have our continued separation.
Can't bring them together.
Open your eyes and see what is right in your face. United we stand, divided we fall. They already know this to be true. It's the very model they employ to gain control of this world, and the very tool twisted to keep a hold on you. Face the truth. See the proof. Black man, white man, yellow man, people of color, rise.
All people rise.
Remove the blindfolds placed to block your eyes. Strip away the mask, face, and see beyond the disguise. Together we must break out of bondage, for theirs is not the intention to loosen the ties. Open your eyes, now or never. Mm-hmm. Each one, teach one, it's a fitting phrase. Beseech one, reach one, I'll spread this word till my dying day. Let's find a way to unify a community, a people, a race, a nation. The struggle must be won, it's time for an end to all subjugation. The task is at hand to cure the blight of corruption. The disease called greed must be destroyed before all fall before its eruption. The seduction of the idea to have more than everyone else is deadly. Killing brothers by their own brother's hand is catastrophically on the rise and increasing steadily. We must awaken if our entire soul is taken, forsaken and left to rot, as only our willing bodies are needed to continue the devil's plot. Wake up and be liberated. It's now or never. The truth has been long awaited. It's now or never. The time has come to show.
It's now or never.
It's now or never.
It's now or never.
Father. velvet, and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain, and I have stopped suffering, dealt some goodwill, and served some ill will. Honored false gods, and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man. The man she cries for, the man who made her cry. Mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, cause I am that man. She cries tears of joy cause I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek and caressed her lips and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry. I am that man.
Once there lived a tree, planted firmly in soils fertilized with love. Passerbys would often reply how beautifully her fruit dangled from her limbs. She gave off the fragrance of devotion and bruised easily. Smiling through her leaves, she offered her fruit day after day, as she knew she would quickly replenish. After all, she was fortified with certainty. There was a special admirer who began to visit her more often than others, sitting next to her trunk, gathering her shade and shelter while eagerly eating her fruit. She was happy to have the company and gave all she had to offer with regularity. However, he began to pick continually before she could replenish herself. So, filling huge baskets and bushels with her fruit to take to the market and sell, her attempts to produce more fruit were futile as he took more than she had to offer. And one day, she realized she was left with not one piece of fruit. Her friend no longer came to her, no longer sat at her trunk, no longer gathered her shade. She no longer had fruit to offer. So, saddened, she wept, and she wilted. And one day, her admirer returned. She trembled with delight. She was so happy. He approached her, taking great strides, and she never saw it coming. In a blink of an eye, in just a few seconds, she was pulled from the earth, exposing her roots to the exterior world. Her lifeline was severed as she was now uprooted.
All right, I had to bring you a little bit of spoken word. I started out that set with Six Deep, the Messenger. He was the very first host I ever had at my coffee shop. And he would come a very long ways, you know, to be there and, you know, to take care of this. He's a great host. He's a great talent, as you can see. And I'm very, very blessed to know him, to have him be a part of my family. And, yeah. And then the next gentleman is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He also was a host at my open mics at Flavor Coffee House, but he's much more than that. He's probably the one that knows me the longest, that, you know, we're still involved. He's my big brother. He's kind of bossy. Yes, he is. He's known me since I was a teenager. And, you know, to reconnect and know that he's this amazing spoken word artist, to, you know, an author of two great books, Brushstrokes, and his newest novel, which is called Perfect Circle. And, you know, he has this beautiful stand-up bass that he used to always have at Flavor Coffee House for the shows and stuff. He's just a great guy. So I'm sitting here smiling. It's like, what do I say about him? And then I took you down to California, to Berkeley, California, and played my girl Epiphany with her piece, Uprooted. And the piece that I played by Alvin was I Am That Man. So, you know, it just reminds me of the days. Every Friday we did an open mic, and it was a variety of talents. It was a variety of art forms, you know, that was shared, from Frenchie being there on his drums, or Ocho, you know, doing pieces in Spanish, or, you know, verbal Oasis talking about blowing glass when I have to get her to do that piece. So for those of you that listen to the show that are part of my Flavor Coffee House family here in Seattle, we're going to be pulling together a family reunion in August. I'm so open to how we do it, if we do it in a club, if we do it at a park, you know, at my house, you know, whatever. So if you're listening, please get at me at LadyFlava at FlavaNews.com, and, you know, let's figure out how we can gather. So many of you have reached out to me about wanting, you know, to do something, missing the coffee house, missing the open mic. So, you know, I want to see you guys too, many of you I have not seen in years. And let's do this. Let's get together, okay? I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show. If there's anybody out there or anybody that's on the switchboard that wants to raise your hand and chime in with me, or you have something you want to promote, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to get back to playing some great music. If you pay attention to a show that I do with J.C. Cage from Black Stacks called Breaking BS, you would have heard a new piece that was played this past week. It's a special piece. Black Stacks is going to be coming out with a live album. The show at the Triple Door for Taft Academy and STEM Plus Art was off the chain. It was amazing, a special night. It was a packed house from, you know, different age groups, because it was an all-age event. But what Black Stacks, Clientele, and Sister Love brought on stage that night, along with Sister Love's friends, Orestes Petty, and musicians, was magic. So I'm going to play the piece that we broke on Breaking BS this past week. It's Black Stacks live at the Triple Door. They Want Me.
Can somebody put one hand up? Anybody. It don't matter. Just one person. All right.
They want me. They want me. They want me. What's up, right? Yeah, that's right. They want me.
Dress nice, black light, hustling, moving. Contribution, revolution, change. Life change. Flick on 8 million and like that is really still a crooked angel. Come slam like an angle. Too many boys to be boxed. Time to vocab, lights on. See the future like read palms or make beds. The math don't get subtracted. Strategy, the fallacy, the actions make you. With small packs like new crop, top and screw, do what you wanna do. Mind state like classic wax, stack forms like noir on the arm. Shake stack, the larger stack, the more normal like that for the song. Here, baby, see hazy, but the screen can have them. Channel has the remote, it smells like the skins of black folk. So stay honest like one of them, just one of them, just one of them.
Oh, they want me.
All the time they yell out how they want
me. They want me.
All the time they yell out how they want
me.
Side is jump transit,
talk to Bill,
spark your pineal, then talk wiser, penalty tail, like elephants, my pride, my residence, the game's outside it, now my pride is my fist, up like nicotine, or coffee bean, or switch, you ooh,
long
and
same song,
my car may stop and stay, I may contemplate, should, I might do the piercing, got common like house keys. You'll discover later.
We can be famous.
We can have favors. Then I got the audible for G-O-D. Y'all just J-O-E's. Shook it accomplished. Got plates for crawfish. Invited peasants to present. We're hosts to lift our commune. This'll be probate. I got F. Wiping the tag off your image is stigma. We're not your ordinary face. Y'all should keep them labels, brothers. They may sell. This is tales like holidays. Brothers be funding, going to this track like we hunting. If I see your mouth far away, fuck assumption. Everybody move like this percussion.
Yes.
I won't Christian him, I'll just muzzle. Y'all like hardcore, y'all like muffin. Work. If you think I'm a red glass man, silence keep all my real his toe. Then lick my pipe until his knees done. Yeah, what's the stanza? Let loose like a panther. I clean and clean. They shoot in the heat. We're down the traffic. Yeah, I'm walking down the street. Hip hop, hip hop beats, the red material. It's the imperial. South end dweller. Back to the lane, pressing. With the soul of cold train. The stress, strain, and pain. Gang, there's so much to complain. It's like classic material.
One line
sends out the rhyme. And I'm green to stay lean. I mean, singing to like Shaq. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at?
Aretha Franklin, they want me like Jill Scott, like Letta C, like they want me, you fill in the blank.
Taft, they want you, Taft, they want you.
Granted from energy to the talent and knowledge and that I have it. I know the truth in the booth is my sunrise. Impressionable small minds that need us to unwind and teach them the right way to relate to these times. So scary messages, lessons within the sentences. Heaven said melody, keep on relishing with suggestion. Best and I know the power, climbing on top the tower. Minutes turn into hours, and in it you're feeling powered. So still you feel the quiet, music within the silence. Divided in the world of reality and defiance. I don't care, opportunity, please be prepared. Cause in this game of truth and dare, I am ready for an affair. I want them both, being honest but taking a real approach. It's gross, how many rappers start to boast with no reason to toast? They buy a platinum chain, but ain't doing a thing. The song's the same old thing, the dick to call the game. I can't support the name, not feeling what they say. They hear a minute, they spit it, convinced they own things. But what was here today is never here to stay. And in the end of everything, they admit that they being fake. Come on! Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak. Maybe using me, really ain't nothing new to me. Guessing you do the crew with me, let my music speak. But save the eyes for later. I'm done with favors, I'm through making excuses. If the strongest are the ones to survive, I'm riding through it ruthless. Just try to catch me, I blow up if you gon' tempt me. I show up just for the showdown, won't bow down to where you sent me. Resent me, my soul is empty, protect me from all your power. Devour this independently, reasons for you to cower. Serious, know the serious, furious, meet the hateable. Powerful is decision and wisdom is for the capable. Looking to be relatable, that's inescapable. Long as I'm staying honest, this goddess won't be mistakable. I feel magnificent, closer to where the magic is. Having it isn't half of the battle, like can I grab it? It's rabbit, it's going faster, but tortoise is breaking habits. And man, it's getting down to the finish, you win the challenge. Gravity got distracted, tortoise just kept on at it. In fact, it's a tortoise passion, and rabbit's not understanding, but I do. It means stay on your mother, grinding in time. That finish line is really miles behind you. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak. Maybe using me, really ain't nothing new to me. Guessing you do the through with me. Let my music speak. Wishing granted from energy to the talent and knowledge and that I have it. Let my music speak. Single-handed, not going the way I planned it. But damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak.
Let my music speak.
You know, Ma,
I never wrote a tune.
You never heard me sing.
That took off to the moon.
You never heard me rap.
But I love you.
But you didn't. Buy me that first guitar. Now, all I have is this music. This music brings me this release of my own pain. And still after all these times, it's hard for me to forgive you. So I'm scarred. I love you.
It almost seems like yesterday when I was barely grown. You was more like my dad, cause it's lazy ass and long. Going to hard feeling, pop, but you can't stop what you've done. No love lost, you know, from a man to a son. Now then, my, sometimes I think you try your best, but every time crochet, put some words on it. When I lay in my bed, all I see is flesh gone from ya. Your voice hurts, even though I know you silent. If love equals pain, then I know you love me with your violence. Faded memories, and all I see is me crying. Little boy, no toy, but my fingers be trying to speak my pain, even when I was six. At the same time, when diabetes made me deathly sick. All alone, and all I had was music with my first guitar. Yeah, broke it over my head and abused me. Music in my veins, pain in my heart. My life's only track, and my mama's in my middle door. Music in my veins, pain in my heart. My life's only track, and my mama's in my middle door. Music in my veins, pain in my heart. My life's only track, and my mama's in my middle door. Music in my veins. I got scars, I got scars. Just a teen shooting up to know it's not heroin. Cops testing me, sorry but it's just insulin. Day to day struggles on those mean streets, with a bag full of needles in my jeans and a six string. Snapping in the park in the dark at 16. I'm old as you now, ma. Ain't that crazy? My health failing ailments got me broken from head to toe. 5 shots a day, and I'm still rocking every show. I need to let go, so my past stops haunting me. Bad dreams and nights, sweat reflects my mentality. Mentally strong, I could have gone down them wrong streets. 1958 to 97, mom's R.I.P.
Starting out that set with Black Stacks with their live piece from the Triple Door called They Want Me. And then I took you into a little Moshe. Sorry about that. I took you down to California for BK and Let My Music Speak. And then the closing out that set with a little bit of that vintage vinyl flair from Moshe Beats with his piece Scars. So how are you today? We're an hour into the show. I'm feeling good. Looks like the sun's going to break through. We've had some amazing weather here in Seattle. You know, a little hot. We actually had to get out the air conditioning. Thank God we had it, and thank God my daughter carried it upstairs for us, so we're a little cooler on the upper level. But you know what? I'm really not complaining. We're not used to heat like this in Seattle, but I'm not complaining. It's kind of feel-good, you know, weather. And we're always lacking in the vitamin D, you know, so having sunshine, it makes Seattle so beautiful. You know, the blue skies, the mountains being out, the water being calm, it's really, really beautiful. So I hope you're doing well where you are. You know, prayers going out to anybody that are needing them, hugs going out to anybody needing hugs. And I'm going to play a piece. This is actually donated to my up-and-coming, I'm so excited, Flava News is going to be doing a compilation CD, and this piece is going to be on there. This is Ronnie Run out of North Carolina with his piece, Enough.
Hey, yo. Yeah.
Stronger than I ever did. This time I'm reaching out so I can tell the kids about a topic that's getting out of hand. So I'ma address it to every one of my fans. Calling names, getting pushed around, it ain't cool. Walking down the hallway, getting taunted in the school. Getting off the bus, running through your bedroom in tears. Thinking about the next day, sitting shaking with fear. Every day, same thing, but you're scared to tell. And if you did, you go home with your eyeballs well. Not just kids, grown people. Fully first the results, you might find a victim playing in a hearse, and it hurts me to see people act like that. But they're thinking it's funny, making themselves look whack. I attack all the bullies thinking that they tough. If you bully like me, screaming up is enough. Drop a little knowledge and give you some remembrance that most of y'all forgotten. A bully ain't a joke, a bully is the real deal. A nationwide problem, man, it's getting real ill. Every time I look around, I see somebody getting pushed around. Ain't done nothing to anybody. Bullies only bully cause they wanna be superior. The best way they can do it is to put a little fear in you. Threaten your life on an everyday basis. Put you in the dirt and they sit up in your faces. Make you sit down when you wanna stand up.
Dedicate this.
I didn't unmute my mic, did I? All right, sorry about that. But anyway, I played Ronnie Run for you with his piece Enough. Then I took you to a piece by my dear friend Patrick Domino with his piece Sunday Drive. And then closing out that set with Ava Lehmert with Drive Me Crazy. So I'm just going to continue to play some more music for you. And, you know, I think that's just how we're going to do this show. Unless somebody wants to raise their hand, hit that number one and come in. I will still be willing to take calls. We've got about 35 minutes left. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, here we go with some Coley Williams, Old Soul for a New Day.
This is for the ancestors, Ella,
you heard before.
there's so much we could lose. I put it all on the line, and I'd be a fool to let our love die. And don't think for a second that I'll give up on you. After all we've been through, I love the way you are.
Now I know that sometimes I get crazy, but don't change, cause your love is amazing. And I don't wanna give you a reason to go, but there's one thing you need to know.
Around, you gotta be ready just to smile. I know somebody knows.
Right in that set, you heard Coley Williams with her piece, Old Soul for a New Day. Then I played a piece by Noelle Gordon, which is called Save Our Love, and then closing out that set with John Michael, Where I Belong. I'm really excited about Noelle and John Michael. Their music came to me through Top Notch Music and Marketing, and they're going to be performing at Soul Factory at the end of this month, and that is a show I wish I could see in person. You know, one day I will be out there in New York, and I am going to walk through the doors of the Drome, and I'm going to experience one of Soul Factory's show live, but the blessing is that I can watch it live on the internet through Gander TV. So yeah, if you are in New York, you need to get out to that show. These two talents are absolutely amazing. When I received their music, it was like, okay, which tracks do I download? Do I download the whole albums? You know, like, what? It's hard because, you know, there are some artists out there putting out some really good music. Back in the day when I was coming up, maybe like two or three tracks off of an album. You know, but now artists are doing it really well, you know, that you want to just sit and listen, you know, through the whole CD. And experience all of the music that they've put out. So, yeah, shout out to Noelle and John Michael. I know it's going to be a great, great show out there at Soul Factory at the Drome. Let me see. Do I have the date? I want to say it's something like the 27th. Oh, I'm right, the 27th of July. You need to get there, Soul Factory at the Drome. So we've got about 20 minutes left. I hope you're doing well. The skies are now finally turning blue out here. The weather, the temperatures have been a little bit lighter, a little less heat to it, which is comfortable. I'm not complaining about, you know, the temps being in the 80s by no means, you know, but don't have to have on the AC all the time. Maybe a little fan, you know, blowing the air around is kind of cool. It's very, very comfortable. I've really enjoyed family this past weekend. Or past week, huh? I don't know. It feels like it's been the weekend forever, huh, since 4th of July. But I've really, really enjoyed family. And, you know, great food, fun conversations. And it was fun just being Susan. I'm just going to keep it real. It was fun being Susan, you know, and even though I threw a little lady flavor in there, here and there, you know, it was fun being Susan. Kimora had a ball, you know, playing with cousins, and, you know, her big cousins are so good with her and watching out for her and including her in things. And it's been good. It's been really, really good. I look forward. We don't have patio furniture or barbecue here. You know, my son's got a small one, but, you know, we need to get that here at my house so that we can have people over and enjoy them. Also over here. But anyway, I hope that you are enjoying yourself. You know, I hope you're having a great time over the weekend. I've been pondering on many conversations that I've been having, and I'm blessed that people who I have respect for in the industry have been reaching out to me. And one of the things that's been a little consistent, they told me, Flav, what is it that you really want to do? What is it you really want to focus on? Because maybe you need to narrow it down and focus in one area. And that's kind of challenging for me because I believe that I can have my hands in a little bit more than one area. And so I've been really, really, really thinking about that. You know, what would that really look like and what would I do and how could I continue to support artists in the fashion that I want to support them, you know, in. But it's something to think about, and I understand why they've been saying that to me. Because they were just saying, you know, when you're all over the place and you don't have a focus on one thing, it's hard to perfect it, and it's hard to get people to respect you for it. So we'll just see where I go with that, right? I'm always open to hear what people, you know, have to share, especially when it comes to people that I have great, great respect for. So I'm going to continue playing some music. We got about 17 minutes left. I want to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. I still haven't met this lady. I can't believe I have not met her. And hopefully maybe before the summer is out, I'll have that opportunity. I'm going to play Crazy by Tiffany Wilson.
Thank you. boyfriend, and I heard he treats you right. Words around, he got a good job. Great for you, that must be nice. Baby, tell me, are you happy? 'Cause I heard you never smile. Do you think about the good times? Tell me, is he worth your while? Is he the one that you belong to? Or did I push you in his arms? Ooh, is he the one you're making love to? Or is it me you're thinking of? Ooh, I got it bad for you. 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 I do. Since we ran into each other many years ago, I can still feel the connection, and it's stronger than before. So baby, do you ever think of me when you're at home all by yourself? Do you have regrets like I do? 'Cause you're with somebody. Is he the one that you belong to? Or did I push you in his arms? Ooh, is he the one you're making love to? Or is it me you're thinking of? Ooh, I got it bad for you.
making breakfast and make sure his juice is sweet. If I had my way, I will embrace him every night and tell him his dreams are reality. You got to take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself, take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself,
yeah. said I'm on supply.
Mobbed in a sentence, monster with a sentence, flipping the term to turn your toss in a bitter sentence. At last we could leave, seek and go across the meaning. Being positive is easy and it's dope, we all believe it.
These are dope, it's like a scenic route, the lowest posthumic mountains. Lame folks can't see them though, cause they don't even know about us. It sounds like it's a new gift to music out of Frisco. Rapping on beats that should be free too.
Well, that would be the only if I could run away from pain, that I could see outside, I could fly, the soul of high, never have to have to hide. If we could grow to see the life for us, it's just a little dream, what it seems is something, yeah.
What would we need if the police took off the sea and a retreat and lost the ability to profile? We indeed the law abiding, not the one divided, side to hide or pick. Sizing up to see who y'all be riding with, equal a horizon, can't get from around it. If a shakier situation was taken off, we grounded, stay attached like a helium latch. The reason why we rap is for a million cats.
I wanna open up your mind to the skill in the rap. Try not to get your wig cracked, cause when we're peeling it back, I'm gonna show you why you're supposed to try to keep it intact.
Stop preaching deep,
I'm just speaking the facts. It would be dope to fully focus on the motivated unity. Those that will oppose are only known to break communities apart and take away the art by taking out the teachers. Now we creeping through the streets, bleeding teachers from the
that
speakers.
Would be gone. I could run away from all the pain that I can see outside.
listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. We gather at the coffee house every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just supporting, enjoying anything that has to do with underground independent artists. It's not just musical talents. It's any type of art form we support here through Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. In the closing outset, you heard Tiffany Wilson with Crazy, Winston Warrior with Bad For You, Monica Monet with her brand new single Feelings, and then I went into a little bit of Bay Area hip-hop with Mr. Basic and his piece Infatuated and B-Poss with Dope, and then closing out today's set with an amazing producer up here in the Pacific Northwest, Intellect, with his beats called A Life in the Day. So take care, God bless, continue to help spread the word, and, you know, find your way of supporting those artists that you say that you really believe in and you believe that they have the talent that should be put before the masses. There's so many ways that you can do that. Take care, God bless, and have a great, great day.